IBM is working with clients to put smart to work and bring progress to everyone. Together with IBM, experts are putting smart to work to help the environment, improve safety on the road, and make progress. Not just for a few of us, but for all of us. Because while technology has never been smarter, smart only matters when you put it to work. Let's put smart to work. Find out how at ibm.com/smart/UK.
This is Tech News Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen reporting from the newsroom in New York. Cyber Monday is so 2017. Now it's Mobile Monday, and it's changing the holiday shopping game. Tanya Bustos with more on that after these tech headlines. The FAA is behind on its plans to draw up airborne identification rules for drones, and that's got industry officials worried the delay could get in the way of big plans by companies to create more commercial uses for drones. Among the rules the FAA is working on would allow small drones to fly over crowds and populated areas, with a preliminary proposal for remote identification rules expected to follow within months. Wall Street Journal reporter Andy Pastor writes that both the feds and drone advocates agree that an agreed-upon reliable remote tracking method is essential for rapid industry growth in areas ranging from package deliveries to expanded industrial uses and video applications. Such features, expected to be a combination of hardware and software, would allow law enforcement and national security officials to identify suspect or potentially hostile unmanned aircraft. And would you be okay with a robot making food deliveries to you? Wall Street Journal reporter Lin Zhu has the story about the rise of delivery robots in China. The robots use wireless connections to open lobby gates and elevator doors. Check out the story on WSJ.com and see how the robots look like tall Roomba vacuum robots. And as the reporter points out, robots are emotionally stable. They don't get impatient or angry like human delivery people sometimes do, and they don't waste a customer's time asking for directions. Coming up, how Alexa and your pet are playing big roles in your holiday shopping.
The Wall Street Journal podcast are brought to you by Trunk Club. Don't have time to shop or just don't know what to buy? Trunk Club's professional stylists help you build a wardrobe for everything from Monday morning meetings to Friday happy hour. Get started at trunkclub.com/Wall Street.
Happy Cyber Monday. With holiday shopping in full force, we learn that one in five consumers plan to purchase a big-ticket item, half of which will be on tech. Historically, Black Friday has served as the day to get these types of items at the best price, but this will likely be shifting to Cyber Monday, too, and consumers are not afraid to buy these big items online or, more preferably, on their phones. That's according to Dallas Lawrence. He is the chief brand officer at OpenX, which is the world's largest ad exchange. He joins us on the line with their latest mobile trend findings on this Cyber Monday ahead of the holiday season. Hi, Dallas. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
First off, with mobile shopping being where it is these days, and that is to say, it's basically all anyone ever does, when you see that, one might think people would be more inclined to shop on Monday. So ultimately, you know, is Cyber Monday the new Black Friday?
Yeah, it's a great question. I would say it's actually more becoming Mobile Monday than even a Cyber Monday.
Okay.
At OpenX, you know, we're one of the largest independent advertising exchanges, and we survey consumers because we work with about 5,000 brands, and we survey consumers every year asking them about their purchasing intent. And what we found this year from the survey data is that Americans are overwhelmingly going to go online to make their holiday purchases, but in the largest percentage, moving to mobile. One out of every $5 is going to be spent via mobile devices this year throughout the holiday season, and a big surge on Cyber Monday.
So in particular, what kinds of mobile shopping trends are you seeing? Like, you know, millennials have entered the market. Are they impacting trends, for instance?
Absolutely. Millennials plan to spend the most via mobile devices, 24%, literally one out of every $4 they plan to spend this holiday season will be spent via smart device. So you're seeing that particular subset spend more in mobile devices, but you're also seeing that particular subset more optimistic about the future of the economy and planning to spend more overall than any other generational subset that we surveyed. So overall, consumers are telling us by about 80% that they're confident in the economy and that they plan to spend more or the same this year. But millennials do plan to spend more than anyone else, a larger percentage increase, and a lot of that via mobile devices. Mm-hmm. When you're thinking about some of the fun trends we're seeing from millennials, they're an interesting group. They plan to spend a lot on themselves this year. So they plan to spend about $100 on themselves, more than they plan to spend on their friends or many of their family members. Interestingly, they also plan to spend about $100 on their pets.
Love it. It's so interesting to read about the trends that emerge because, you know, times change, people change. I'm curious about what other trends are emerging. What are you learning about how and when and where people shop online in general and especially during the holiday season?
That was the biggest takeaway from this year's survey is that consumers are really taking charge of the how, when, and where versus being directed to sales gimmicks like Black Friday. So two big things jumped out this year that are big shifts, and that's the rise of audio-connected devices. One out of 10 millennials, for example, more than one out of 10, actually 13%, will use an audio-connected device to research and shop for holiday purchases this year. So an Amazon, Alexa, nearly 10% of all consumers. So that was a big shift. The second shift we're seeing is when consumers purchase. So when you're taking back control and not needing to go into the brick and mortar, you open up a 24-hour window literally in which you can purchase. And dads, for example, have become serious late-night shoppers. One-third of all dads in bed at night from their smartphones are making purchases on a regular weekly basis. So for retailers, they really are opening up a whole new window of opportunities for when to reach consumers and how to push them to make that purchase at just the right time.
That's so interesting. So let's talk about tech shopping in particular. Are people planning on going big on tech this year? And if so, how big?
You know, interestingly, this appears to be one of the first years where there isn't a must-have big tech purchase.
Mm.
Our survey found only one out of five consumers are planning to make what they consider to be a big purchase this year. Now, the good news for tech folks is those who are planning to make a big purchase, about half of them are planning those to be in the technology space. The large popular items won't surprise anybody. It's the usual run-through of games, gaming consoles, tablets, and smartwatches. But there does not appear to be a must-have console or a must-have wearable this year that would drive significantly larger purchases. And then, you know, you see the numbers run down as if your parents, your kids, you're looking to buy toys and those types of things. But again, the numbers looking very traditional this year without any standout must-have item.
We will leave it at that. Dallas Lawrence, thank you so much for the time.
You're welcome.
I'm Tanya Bustos, reporting from the newsroom in New York. Happy shopping.